Hachette Audio presents The Black Isle, written by Sandy Tawn, read by Sarah Zimmerman. Dedication for all my ghosts, including you. Take care. Night is approaching. Wash your hands. Go on your way to your home. To bed. Comte de Lautréamont. Maldoror. Part 1. The Haunted. Anyone who has lived as long as I have, and who has done the things I have, knows there will come a reckoning. Mine announced its arrival quietly, in a library, no less. Every Saturday, like a faithful grave tender, I would go to visit a certain book at the Archive of Wartime Affairs. The book was part of my private curriculum, my research, if you will. Not that I ever had to worry about secrecy. This being 2010, the Archive, perched atop a crumbling billiards parlor, is little known and even less loved. This morning, however, my book is gone. It's not in its usual hiding place, the dankest corner in war crimes, wedged behind an encyclopedia on genocide that never sees any traffic. Reaching into the empty space, I feel the panic of a mother who arrives at the schoolyard only to find her child missing. But my breath returns. Two librarians are pulling books from the shelves. Anything that is jaundiced with age or crippled of binding, no matter if it's the Communist Manifesto or an introduction to Hara Kerry, if it looks old, out it goes. You may ask, aren't archives supposed to be forever? Well, forever's a meaningless concept in Asia. Here, only the present is eternal. I head over to the wheeled cart by the exit, where they've quarantined the discards, and begin sifting through volume after dusty volume. Miraculously, I spot the red jacket of the book in question, my book, its unwieldy title embossed in faded gilt down its spine. After the Ghost, Good Shepherds in the Post-Colonial World, by the Flemish couple Lucas van Ketz.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?